Now we're going to take a listen to one of the most critically acclaimed and commercially successful albums of the summer. It comes from New Orleans rapper Lil Wayne. His CD is called The Carter Three. Our music critic Robert Christgau says the album is successful not only because of the music, but because of the marketing.
The Carter Three's first week sales, which were easily pop's strongest since Graduation by Kanye West last September, were spurred by a daring marketing strategy that doubled as a cocky musical challenge. In the 2.5 years between major label releases, Lil Wayne whetted his fans' appetites by giving away more songs than anyone can count. Most hip-hop artists nowadays prime the pump with gray market mixtape CDs that add guest tracks, skits, freestyles, and other second-drawer material to scattered previews of their next album. But Lil Wayne was so prolific on the mixtape scene that he redefined it. He seemed to record all the time, free-associating verbally and vocally. Twice, he put out double CDs of his own new songs, some over famous beats, some over original music. Many of these songs were supposedly slated for the official album. Very few ended up there. A bunch of them are wilder than anything on the hit release and at least as good.
The Empire. So sick, need a doc, yes. A creature monster like the Loch Ness. I get hotter by the top when I sizzle to death. I just tell a clock, give me a sec.
That track isn't Lil Wayne at his best, although I love it. Just Lil Wayne at his most blatant. The Beatles sample with the submerged bass drum could never have been cleared for commercial release. Theoretically, this is okay because the Carter 3 mixtape CD, where it appears, isn't for sale. Although artists and bootleggers do sell mixtapes under the counter, at brick-and-mortar holes in the wall, and online. I own about half a dozen Lil Wayne mixtapes, and there are many more out there. My favorite is called The Drought 3. But here's another track from my Carter 3 mixtape that's not on the new Carter 3 album. It's a dreamy, scary song about getting high. I feel like dying. And if my dealer don't have no more than... Yeah. Lil Wayne was born Dwayne Carter. At 25, he's been rapping professionally since he was 11. The Carter 3 is Lil Wayne's sixth official solo album. On his mixtapes, he's evolved out of conventional bling thug rhetoric into something much looser and more playful, treating gangster rap's antisocial themes primarily as an arena for wordplay. That tendency is all over the official album as well. Throwing the buck in the latest trap. Got stopped by a lady cop. She got me thinking I could date a cop. Cause her uniform pants were so tight. She read me my rights. She put me in a car. She cut off all the lights. She said I had the right to remain silent. Now I gotta holler. Sounding like a siren. Talking about yeah. The chuckles, sing songs, and timbre shifts of that brief excerpt from a song on the new album called Mrs. Officer typify Lil Wayne's shape-shifting rap technique. The range of his style is even clearer on Dr. Carter, where he dons scrubs to try and cure a fake rapper.
Your first patient is suffering from a lack of concepts, originality, his flow is weak,
another one.
And he has no style. What you got for him?
Okay, let me put my gloves on and my scrubs on. Dr. Carter to the rescue. Excuse me if I'm late, but like a thief, it takes time to be this great. So just wait, your style is a disgrace. Your rhymes are fifth place, and I'm just grace. One, uno, ace, and I'm trying to make your heart beat like bass. But you're sweet like cake.
It wasn't just mixtapes that built demand for the Carter 3, which also includes his first number one single, the double entendre confection, Lollipop. There's a Kanye-produced slow jam called Comfortable on the album as well. These are okay, I guess. But I prefer Lil Wayne in untrammeled mixtape mode, and there's plenty of that on the new release as well. Phone Home, based on a line about being an alien he first came up with at a mixtape session, is the perfect farewell.
We are not the same, I am a Martian, and I'm hot at this moraine like Carl Thomas. Lock low, ready to aim at any target.
The new album from Lil Wayne is called The Carter 3. Our reviewer, Robert Krisco, is a senior critic at Blender Magazine.
I'm starving, sorry, I gotta eat all it, and I'll be back in the morning.
Phone home,
lose it.
Phone home,
lose it.
Phone home,
lose it.
Phone home,
lose it.
And if you feel like you're the best, go ahead and do the Weezy Wing. Phone home,
lose it.
Phone home,
lose it. We are not the same, I am an alien. Like Gonzalez, young college student who didn't just flip the game like Houston. I'm used to promethazine in two cups. I'm screwed up and yang screwed up. Flow so sick.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.